there's this little folk tale about a king who was going in the forest and he met this ascetic. This ascetic was dressed in tree bark, whereas the king was dressed in all his royal finery, silken clothes. And he saw this ascetic and said, "You know, you're just wearing tree bark. I'm a king. I can give you wonderful clothes to wear. You don't have to be living like this." So the ascetic replied, "My dear king, you get pleasure from these silken clothes. I get pleasure from the tree bark. The pleasure that you get is the same as the pleasure that I get. We are equal in terms of pleasure. It's not the silken cloth that is giving you pleasure, neither is it the tree bark that is giving you pleasure. It's our mind. Satisfaction. If you're satisfied with what you have, then who is rich and who is poor?" So happiness comes not merely from running after the external objects and things of this world, including money, but it comes from a certain higher contentment that we feel internally. Aristotle also said, contentment is actual wealth and luxury is artificial poverty. Because no matter how much luxury you have, if you're not contented from within, no amount of luxury, no amount of possession of goods will give us happiness. Contentment is the first step towards happiness.